8th Pekah Shavuos, 5th Mishnah. Amar l'shoyel, eichen shoyel. The person lent somebody his ox, and he asks, where is it? Amar l'meis, the person who borrowed it says it died. L'meis, by saying that it died, he has to pay, because the shoyel is chayv even by oinus. Now, l'meis, what happened was, it didn't really die of natural means. V'lusha nishbar, it died from a wound. Osha nishbo, it was taken in captivity. Or nignav, it was stolen. Or it was lost. So basically he lied, but he didn't really gain any money by lying, because he anyway had to pay. Or a similar case, nishbar, he got wounded, and v'hu, he said, and it was, it died from that. V'hu shemes, the truth was it died from natural means. Or nishbar, was taken in captivity. Or nignav, or it was stolen and lost. Or a third option is nishba. He said it was taken to captivity, and he lied. The truth was, l'shemes or nishba or nigna v'oved. It died from natural means, or it got wounded and died, or was stolen or lost, or nignav. He said that it was stolen, and what really happened was shemes or nishba or nishba v'oved. That it was either died, or died from a wound, or it was taken to captivity, or it was lost. So all these are examples of cases where he lied but didn't get anything by lying. The fourth example is Avad. He said it was lost, which means he has to pay. But the truth was, Meis or Nishba or Nishba or Nigna, one of these other things happened to it that caused it to die. Mashbiach ani v'ama'ame, and he made him swear. One of the ways of making a person swear is saying, I want you to swear, and the person says, Ame, and that's equivalent to swearing. Potter, even so, he's potter from the Korban Osher. Because the Korban Oshem for a swear is only when he swore to gain something money, to gain money. So here, there's no gain of money, just a liar. He doesn't bring the Korban. It's an Issel, but he doesn't bring the Korban.